Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray. This is a show where I show you that this is not your end, but only your beginning. I want to thank you guys for joining me again for this February edition of the Money Mom Show. This is, of course, the month of love. And one of the things I talk about, that I always talk about, of course, because I am the money mom, I talk about money issues of all kinds. But recent events of in people's lives that I know have really prompted me to really think about love. And I wrote in my newsletter this month about love, and I talked about loving your family well. And I expressed in the newsletter that we all love our families. We love our moms, our dads, our children, our aunts, uncles, cousins, siblings, you know, even people that are friends that we consider our family. We all love these people. We love them, we love them, we love them. But especially if you're someone who has children, if you're someone who has a spouse, if you're someone who has people that really are depending on you financially, I asked a question in my newsletter, are you loving your family? Not just loving your family, but are you loving your family well? And I had a love test that I wanted everyone to take to see if they really were loving their family well. And one of the questions I asked in my love test was, do you have a will? And when I talk with people one-on-one, when I speak to people in passing, when I talk to you guys through this show, I often talk about a will, and it's basically telling people the state that you live in, as well as your loved ones, who you want to take care of your minor children if in the event of your death, and who is going to handle your money and how your money, that the money you leave behind is going to be dispersed after you're gone. And nobody likes to think of them leaving their loved ones. Of course, we know as believers, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and we're going to be with the Lord. All of us are going to be with the Lord someday. But our hearts are with our children, our hearts are with our spouses, our hearts are with our loved ones. And the very thought of not being here with them is a scary thing because I wouldn't say scary, but it makes you sad, although you know that you're going to be with God, you're going to be with Jesus, you're going to be in heaven, you're going to be in an awesome place, but at the same time, we don't like to think about it because we don't ever want to think of ourselves without our children, without our loved ones. But this is a real thing. This is a real situation. Every one of us that is living will die, and it's something we don't like to think about, but having a will drawn up and in place is a way that you love your family well. And so many of us, we walk around and we have every intention, every good intention for our families and for our children, our loved ones. But we have to start being proactive. We have to start really taking action, not just hoping and wishing. We have to put our hearts and our minds to action by actually putting together a will so that in the event of our death, which will come sooner or later, that the state of, that where we live in, for me, the state of Virginia, and my loved ones know exactly who I want to take care of my minor children and how I want my money to be spent. The last thing you want is for the state that you live in to determine this. It goes to probate, it takes years and years and years, and when I think about all the situations that I know people have been in, when, you know, loved ones have died and there's nothing in place to say what their last wishes were, and the families are fighting and over the possessions, over the money, over the land, over whatever's left, and it causes a rift between a family. between siblings, between aunts and uncles, between cousins, between, you know, the children. It just, and it's something that's completely unavoidable. You don't have to go through this with your family. It's something that, something as simple as seeking the advice of a trusted attorney, either someone you know or someone has been recommended to you, and just doing something as simple as a will. It doesn't take a lot of time, doesn't take a lot of money, but it can save your, the people that you leave behind, money, because if they're fighting each other over what's left, they'll have to hire lawyers and attorneys and all this stuff. And it saves you, or it saves them also money and time, because the time, and also the strife, the tension that is built up between, you know, people in the same family because you didn't make a proactive step to create a will for yourself. So it's very, very important that each one of us create a will. And another question I asked, do you have adequate life insurance? So many of us, we have life insurance for their jobs, and usually their jobs are, employers offer you 2 to 3 times your, whatever your annual salary is in life insurance, which is great. But what if you leave your job? What if you're going to leave your job one day? Either you're going to get another job, you're going to be laid off, or you're going to pass away, you're going to die. This, and so you cannot depend on your employer-sponsored life insurance to be your only source of insurance. You can't do it. You're going to have to really go outside of your employer, and you're going to have to seek the advice of a licensed insurance agent, whether it is, I mean, there's so many out there. You can go to different websites and get different quotes and things like that. You can also, a lot of people have the issue with health. They say, well, I have diabetes, or I have high blood pressure, or I have some sort of illness that doesn't allow me to get insurance outside of my employer. I would kind of tell you that you can also go to, like, if you're a member of a credit union or if you're a member of an association, they have these little small policies, even though they're a little bit more expensive than a traditional 20-year level life insurance policy. They are very good for people who otherwise wouldn't be able to get insurance because of some sort of medical or health history that they have. And it could be a $10,000 policy here, a $20,000 policy there, but it's a guaranteed issue insurance through your credit union, through your bank, through your association membership. And even though it's not ideal, because ideally you should have 8 to 10 times your income in 20-year level term life insurance, but if that's not possible because of a health history, a negative health history that's impacted your ability to get traditional life insurance, then you should definitely look into association, other alternative types of life insurance, something so that in the event of your death, then your loved ones will have an adequate amount of money to take care of your final expenses, to take care of your burial and all that. It's very, very important. Your loved ones are going to be going through so much grief just by you not being here anymore. That, and as a person who has been through that, my, you know, having a parent, a father who passed away several years ago, is an unbelievable grief that you go through. It's hard. It's very, very hard. And you don't want to, on top of that, have your children or your spouse, your loved ones, burdened with not having enough, you not having adequate life insurance, so that when you do pass away, that at least they don't have to worry about the financial aspect of you passing away, that all that is taken care of, and they don't have that stress and that worry on top of the grief of losing you. So that is very, very important. And right now I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Casting Crowns. This song is called The Voice of Truth. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I will be right back.
This boat of men under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is. And he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Just a swing and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors, shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giants call out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory.
Welcome back. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and you're listening to the February edition of the Money Mom Show. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I love the format with Blog Talk Radio. One of the changes that they've made is that I am currently, because I am the Money Mom and I always look for ways to save money, I am a part of Blog Talk Radio through their basic service, which is basically a free service. And they kind of changed their policies a little bit. So before, my show was an hour long, but now it's down to 30 minutes because I'm with the free service. It was just like a trial run, and now, you know, so unfortunately my shows will be 30 minutes now. It's unfortunate because I love to talk about money. You know, I love it, I love it, I love it. But with the new policies of Blog Talk Radio, I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm not cutting you short. I'm not shortchanging you, but it's just a new policy that they've implemented. Wanted to let you know that too. And I also wanted to let you know about my new website called themoneymom.org. And you can go there anytime and check out information about what it is that I do. I really love talking about finance. I really love talking about money. And a couple of things that I offer are a financial legacy seminar where I can actually talk one-on-one, like a live event, and I can talk to a congregation, or I can talk to an organization of any type, and I talk about giving hope through biblical principles, and I also teach an online financial legacy course. And you can find all that information on my website at themoneymom.org. And last segment, we were talking about loving our family well. And we were talking about different things. It was funny because I had no idea what I was going to talk about before I got on here today. And it's so interesting because I said, why don't you talk about what I talked about in my newsletter? So I was like, okay. And, of course, we talked about creating a will, and we talked about life insurance, having adequate life insurance, 8 to 10 times your annual income. And I also talk about, do you have a plan to become debt-free? Because it's so important. If you have insurance and if you have a will, that's awesome. But then what about your debt? If you pass away and you have debt, that takes away from your family's the legacy and the inheritance that you're going to leave to your family. And you don't want to have that part of your legacy to your children or to your spouse or to your loved ones to go to creditors. You want to get that taken care of while you're still here, while you still can, to be proactive with that. And I always encourage people to become debt-free. And that's where I am right now. I am on this journey with you. I am no different than you. I'm doing it with you. We are becoming debt-free. We'll be debt-free in 3 years. So I know exactly what you're going through, and I tell people all the time, I am the money mom. I love talking about money, but I've been where you are. I know what you're going through. I know how it feels to have no hope. I know what it feels like to just, you don't see the end. You don't see that your end is going to be bright. All you see is the here and now. But I'm here to tell you that if you make a decision today, if you make a choice today, that this is not my end, that this is only my beginning, your life will change forever. It will change for the better. And you'll look back on this time and you'll think, how in the world did I ever not see that my end was going to be this great? Why didn't I see it then? But just believe and trust that if you follow what the Bible says about how you should handle your money, that you cannot win. I mean, you cannot lose, sorry. And that's what I tell people. The hard part is not getting started. The hard part is sticking to your plan. If you have a vision to become debt-free, you have to write it down. You have to make a budget, write the vision, make it plain. It's so much power in writing down your vision, and including your vision for your finances, for you, yourself and for your family, and how what you want to leave behind in your family. And the scripture for this show that I want to highlight is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And it says, three things will last forever, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And in my newsletter this month, it says, love your family well. We all love our families, but are we loving them well? When we pass away, when we're no longer here, are we going to leave them with a financial legacy that is going to burden them, or are we going to leave them with a financial legacy that's going to build them up and prop them up and propel them into the financial destiny that you would have for them? And the last thing I talk about in my newsletter is the last question, the last love test question is, are you saving for the future? Okay? Are you saving for the future? This is very, very important. It's great to have a will. It's great to have adequate life insurance. It's great to become debt-free. But if you don't save anything, if you just, you know, spend everything you have and not save anything for your future and your children's future, then everything is for naught. You have to start saving and thinking about the future long term. I remember when I was a kid, it's so funny, as a teenager, right, my age now, I'm 37, I'll be 38 in April. It's so funny, I used to think 38, 40 was so old, now I'm approaching that age. And as a teenager, you only see your now. You only see where you are right now, and like 40 and 50 seems so far away and so old. But it really isn't, and it comes upon you so quick, trust me. It comes upon you so fast. But you have to start thinking about your future right now. I love just seeing the looks on people's faces when you give them hope, when I sit down with them and I get the information, and I get the financial plan together for them to show them that their situation is not impossible, because that's what it is all about. We lose hope. When we are in such a hole financially, we lose hope. and we feel like there's no way out. We feel like our situation is the very worst situation, and it's not the worst situation. Anyone can be helped. There's hope for every single person. And it says that in the Word of God, for us, there is always hope. As long as you have breath in your body, as long as God is on the throne and Jesus is our Savior, there is always hope. And there's hope for your, not only for your salvation, but there's hope for your money, for your finances. And so many people just lose hope, and that's what I try to give to people when I talk to them, when I coach them, when I put a plan together for people, when I write my newsletter. Everything that I do, I inject hope into it, because so many people get disheartened with the money, because they get so bogged down, because it's so depressing to see all that debt, you know, all those expenses, all those financial obstacles. And it's hard to see through all that and to see that there is a light and there is a silver lining in your cloud. There's a silver lining in your cloud. And so interesting, one of the things, I watched something with my daughter a couple weeks ago. It was Maya Angelou about her life, and it's on the Oprah Winfrey Network. It's called Masterclass, and this particular episode was about Maya Angelou. It was so inspiring, and a quote that I'm going to start using all the time, I took it from Maya Angelou, is when you learn, teach. When you get, give. I love that quote because it reminds me that all of this money thing is not just for us. God put us here on this earth to do with the money what he have us do with it. He put us on this earth. One of the reasons he put us on this earth is to use the money entrusted to us in a wise way, in the way he has taught us. The first thing you learn, the first thing I teach you about money is that it's not all about us. It's not all about me. Our money is to take care of us, our families, but it doesn't stop there. That's just the beginning. Our money is supposed to grow the kingdom of God. It is supposed to reach out to our church, to our community at large. We're supposed to live our lives in abundance while on earth. We're supposed to, when we pass away, we're supposed to give a financial legacy to our children, our families that they can be proud of. And we're also, while we're here on earth living, to use our money to spread out to our church and to our community, because we're supposed to be witnesses, not only witnesses and not only representatives of Christ and God spiritually, but financially. You know, Scripture says he owns cattle on 1,000 hills, but so many of Christians, so many of believers are broke. They spend every dime they make. They have nothing to show for all their hard work. You work 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week and have nothing to show for it. Our God has blessings for us. He has things predestined to give to us, but it's going to require us to retrain our minds, to rethink, and to do things his way. We're going to have to start, you know, tithing. We're going to have to start living on less than we make. We're going to have to start watching the money we spend by budgeting. We're going to have to start saving for the future. We're going to have to start being debt-free. And once we do that, can you imagine the impact we'll have on a Haiti, on a New Orleans, the impact we have around this world when a natural disaster occurs? What an awesome witness it would be to the world if believers were the first ones to step up and say, here I am. I have it to give. I have it to give because out of my abundance, because I did with the money what God would have me to do. Do you love your family? Yes. Are you loving your family well? Some of us have to say no. To love our family well is to get our financial house in order and to do it right now, not to procrastinate, not to wait, to know that tomorrow is not promised. If you don't take away anything from this show, take that away. Tomorrow is not promised. We could be here today and gone tomorrow, and it's imperative. If we love our family, if we truly love our family the way we say we do, it is imperative that we show them how much we love them by putting our financial house in order, creating a will, purchasing adequate life insurance, becoming debt-free, and saving for not only our future, our children's future, but to leave a legacy, a financial legacy to our families and to our community and to the world at large. This has been an awesome segment, and thank you for joining me yet again. And I'll be blessed to join you again next month in March with another show, and I hope you tune in. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, And I hope you have a great day. I'm going to leave with the sounds of You Are God Alone by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. God bless.
That's what you are.